At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Right now, we are joined by Amanda, who is got to be on the voice disguiser. Do you have the voice disguiser, Sean? Hey, Amanda, just say hello.
Hello.
That's voice disguised. How
it's
are
working.
You?
Yes.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. We always like to test the voice disguiser when Burt's not here to make sure it's working so we can protect your identity. Because we know that's when the good stories come out.
Yep.
How long have you been nannying?
Almost 10 years now.
For the same family?
No, definitely not. For several different ones.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the definitely not.
Is that definitely not because they all have an expiration date?
I think so. I hate to say it, but yeah.
Now, tell us how you came to be on The Burt Show now, because Tracy scheduled this. I'm assuming you emailed, sent something in?
Well, I heard Burt mention a few weeks ago in passing something about the fathers hitting on babysitters and nannies and in it. And I was like, you know, I think everyone needs to understand what nannies go through every day because it gets to be pretty ridiculous.
Okay, well, let me give the phone number out first. It's 404-741-Q100, and we're going to leave the phone lines open for any nannies listening who want to share similar stories. But now it's your turn. So enlighten us as to what nannies go through.
Okay, well, you can go a number of places with this, but I think that, first of all, the biggest mistake that parents make is they forget that there is another person in their home. And there's a line, you know, where things just become, like, inappropriate.
Okay.
And, you know, this whole mess just came out, well, not just, but with Rob and his nanny. And
right.
He accused him of, and his wife, of doing, like, inappropriate things. And you have to find that line. But it happens, like, in your neighborhood. It's not just with movie stars and, you know, such as
Give us a first-person example of something that's happened to you or somebody you know where the line's been crossed.
Well, with me, I think like the biggest example I can tell you about is just the extramarital affairs I have witnessed, and I caught one father with his hand in the cookie jar. I mean, red-handed, and later he approached me and told me if I breathed a word of it to his wife, I would be fired on the spot with no severance pay. And, you know, I was living with them in a city not close to home. So, you know, you have no choice. You have to keep your mouth closed.
How was that when you were hanging out with the wife?
It was horrible because she was so nice and just a really nice lady. And she had no clue. It was really hard for me.
When something like that happens and do you immediately start and you know that it's never going to be the same in the house, do you immediately start looking for another job?
Yeah, pretty much. You have to because, you know, once a line like that has been crossed, it can only get worse. And the worst part is that, you know, you're attached to the children because they're the reason that you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have witnessed, you know, fathers especially, there can be really flamboyant about their mistresses, or they just hit on you, the nanny, like right out in front of everyone. And that is always awkward.
In front of the wife, too?
Yeah. And I don't understand. I'd be really interested to hear if other people can put some input on this, but I don't understand how some of the moms, they just act oblivious to it. And I was working as a temporary nanny for a while, and it seemed like every, you know, family I went into, and I hate to say it, but the more wealthy the people were, the worse this would be, is generally. the dads would just look at you like you're a piece of meat, you know, or, you know, like you're there to do more than take care of kids. And they can be really, really, you know, adamant about what they want. And, you know, it is shocking sometimes. So I definitely have a great job now with the family that I love, and they're wonderful. And, you know, I don't have to deal with that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's definitely happened.
Through your years of experience, like when you're interviewing for the job, do you now make sure that you meet the husband and the mom and the dad before you take the job?
Yes, absolutely. And those are things that you learn from experience, definitely, what to look for and what not to, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The calls are coming in, backing you up. Hey, Tasha. Hi, Tasha. Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. You want to contribute to the nanny horror stories?
Yeah, I just want to say, like, not all ones are bad. I work for a really good family now, but I did have a family I worked for who, I worked for a single dad, and he, his wife actually accused us of sleeping together and took us to court.
Took you to court, okay.
Yeah, his ex-wife, because I guess part of their custody agreement was that he can't have other women in the house or sleeping over if they're, you know, not married or anything like that, so I was working for him, and I did overnights for him, but when I did overnights, he was out of town. But apparently, she decided she was going to take us to court because she assumed we were sleeping together.
When that happens, do you have to pay for your own lawyer and your own representation?
No, he paid for everything. The only sucky thing is they took the kids, so I didn't work for a month. And so the whole custody thing was over.
We have a different Amanda who's not on the voice disguiser going to a non-infidelity extreme. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Well, I have a couple of experiences, actually. I came over from New Zealand to work as a nanny for a family that I interviewed over the phone, and I came over, and it was insane. Basically, when I got there, I was basically a housekeeper for the first couple of months until she had her second baby. And some of the things that they expected me to do and for the amount of pay was just ridiculous.
Give us a couple examples.
Okay, well, the father actually had his own private bathroom because the wife wouldn't use it after him. It was disgusting.
Oh.
I mean, I was cleaning all kinds of stuff off the wall. He would put his nose contents on the wall in the bathroom.
Oh, and I would have nasty nose contents. I like that.
Yeah.
Some boogers.
No. I was expected to wash the kitchen floor 3 times a week, and it was a huge kitchen. Also do the windows once a month, clean the oven, clean all the ceiling fans, and for the amount of pay, which was just absolutely ridiculous.
And you thought you were going to be taking care of children.
Exactly. And they promised me a vehicle when I came over, and I didn't get it. I did not get a car. To you. So basically, felt like I was imprisoned. It was just horrible.
Hey, oop, I'm sorry. Ooh, I just cut her off. Hey, voice disguise demanded. Does that happen a lot? Is that something that's typical?
Actually, that happened to me twice. Once I did a phone interview, and I actually moved out to New Orleans, and nothing was what the family said it was at all. They had me sleeping in the bedroom with the children, in the bed with them. They didn't even have a bedroom for me. That was like the worst one. But that's the thing, is that people, couples, if they like you and they want you to work for them, they will lie to you. They will tell you, you know, they'll offer you all these things and tell you how great it will be to live with them, and how they have these fabulous things that you'll be allowed to use, and then it never pans out.
Is it true that, like, if you're a nanny and you're a good nanny, like, people will try to steal you away? Wasn't it a Sex and the City episode where she was, like, hitting on the nanny in a park?
Yeah.
Trying to get the good nanny
to...
So can you?
It is. And no matter how much your nanny tells you that she loves you and she loves your children, at the end of the day, it's a job. And generally, a lot of them can be bought.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it's true. And it's sad. I'm just being honest with y'all. But it's true.
Where were you hanging out with other parents when they were trying to steal you?
I'll tell you, the number one place is the neighborhood pool during the summer.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, because and the moms, like the moms that stay home with their children, they're always so interested to know, like, if you like your job, if you like the family, what's going on with them. And so it pays to be nice to your nanny, especially if you're sending her out to be around your neighbors. Because if she doesn't like you, she will air out all your dirty laundry. I've heard it a lot.
Oh, wow.
So that's how the nanny flirting starts. It's like, so how's the family you work for? Are they they treating you well?
Right. How much? Yeah. I mean,
yep, you got it. That's it right there.
That's funny.
How much is it too personal for us to ask how much a nanny could make or how much a nanny should expect to make?
It varies. It varies on what you do, if you're a housekeeper and a nanny, if you have a college education, if you're a professional or not. So it just depends on what exactly you're looking for. But nannies in Atlanta can make upwards of 40 or 50 a year.
Okay, that's great.
Plus, you get a place to live, mm-hmm. and I assume they take care of your meals when you're in the house, right? You eat with the family?
Yeah, generally, and vacations and things like that, too.
Cool. Thank you for the call, Amanda.
Thank you. Good luck, you guys.
Good luck fighting off the horny husbands.
Oh, no.
And the nanny stealers.
And the nannies. The nanny stealers are a good thing. I put you in demand. That your cost goes up.
Helps you negotiate.
The Burt Show. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.